So, independent Karen Phelps, well, actually, I jumped the gun when I say that she is an independent member. She's not an independent member yet, but she could be. She's expected to win the seat of Wentworth. This by-election has proved that Australians are absolutely fed up to the back teeth with the two major parties, particularly over the leadership changes that we've seen over the last 10 years, because it wasn't just one party that had done it. It started out that it was the Labor Party, and the Liberals would sling all the hell they could at the other side, and then the Liberal Party did exactly the same thing. Quite simply, we are not buying any more what the two major parties are selling us. And Pauline Hanson has seen this before. She has been through this before. She became an independent member herself and shook things up in 1996. She now has her party, One Nation, and she is a Queensland senator, and she's on the line. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, hello.
Good to talk to you again. What did you, what was your reaction to yesterday's, well, the outcome isn't there yet, but the by-election yesterday?
It doesn't surprise me. As I move around the country, people are actually telling me they're fed up with the major political parties. They see them closely aligned together in their policies, and they're not really addressing the needs and concerns of the Australian people. So if you look at this election, the by-election, and of course there's a lot of animosity about what happened to Malcolm Turnbull thrown out by the Liberal Party, and I understand that I've picked that all up. But if you look at if the Labor Party in last vote, they had in 2016 17.7%. Now they've dropped down to 11.45%. If you look at the Libs vote, 62.3%, and they've actually dropped to 41.19%. So they've dropped back, and even the Greens have dropped back. So they've dropped back from 14.9% to 8.91%. So people are fed up with the major political parties.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Pauline, this does not seem to be a left and right kind of issue. This is not saying, oh, you know, we're dumping the major parties because they're not conservative enough or they're not on the left enough. Karen Phelps would be considered, I normally hate talking in terms of left and right, but she would consider to be a little bit on the left side. This is not a left and right issue. This is a major versus minor issue, isn't it?
It is. Like I said, the conservative side of politics has been lost, and the true conservatism. But Karen Phelps, she went in there and she said, I won't block supply to the Liberal Party, virtually sort of saying to the electorate, well, vote for me. I'll ensure that you've actually got a voice, but I will actually back up the conservative side. And then she actually came the last day basically saying, well, look, I'm going to block supply and forcing another election. So she, I don't believe she was upfront with the people.
She was what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I don't believe she was upfront with the people right from the start.
Oh, okay. Well, you preempted my next question. What's she going to be like as an MP?
Her election was run by Darren Barnett. He was a former advisor to Julie Gillard. Now, that was left. That was the Labor Party. She was actually confusing the people, the voters in the electorate, that she's going to be unbiased, totally independent. And she came out basically saying, no, I'm changing my views. She's basically for 100% renewables. She's also for bringing in the, the refugees from Manus. She is not going to be any friend of the conservative side of politics.
No, but they voted for her. This is the whole point, isn't it? That despite those two things that you just mentioned that you don't agree with, but they voted for it. And how? I mean, that was one hell of a turnaround.
It is, because she was selling to both sides, right? So she was confusing the voters. Basically, it was also backlash against the Liberal Party because of what they did to Turnbull, those strong Turnbull supporters. So it was a backlash against them. But they also didn't particularly want to vote for the Labor Party because they've dropped in the vote as well. So they saw this as an independent, high profile. She is a high profile, so they thought they'd go for that, high profile. But she's not going to be supportive of the government if she wins the seat. It's going to be terribly confusing for Morrison.
Certainly.
Yes.
It's going to be terribly confusing for the country, Pauline.
He can actually take the Speaker out of the chair. And he can actually put Tony Smith in to be on the benches, and he can actually put Cathy McGowan in a speaker chair to actually give him that vote. If he thinks he can rely, if the Prime Minister thinks he can rely on Karen Phelps to actually deliver his passing of his policy and legislation, I'd forget about it. I wouldn't even depend on her whatsoever.
Senator, one last question. What's this going to mean for the coming election? What does this tell you?
Well, Longman told me as well. The Libs dropped a huge percentage point there. I think every Liberal seat in this country, there's no safe Liberal seat, and the people are actually going to have to say they're fed up with it. And for Darren Hinch to actually get only 103 votes in this election, plus the Liberal Democrats, plus the Katter Party, they've all bombed completely out. The people aren't interested in them. It's going to be a very interesting next federal election.
Pauline, I wanted to ask you this finally, second final question, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Senate system and the preferential voting, where we've got people that can get in on just a handful of votes. Should we change that?
Definitely. It should be optional preferential voting. If people want to give preferences, so be it. But we are forced to vote the full ticket when people don't want to flow their preferences to it. So we're getting people elected to Parliament they don't want there.
Yeah.
It needs to change. They changed this in 1998. John Howard changed this to stop One Nation from winning seats in Parliament. And it's held since then. And they've done the same in Queensland, which stops One Nation from winning seats in Parliament. And can I just say to people with One Nation, I didn't stand people in by-elections here, but we actually increased our vote in the Longman election from 9% up to nearly 16%.
Why didn't you stand someone in Wentworth? Yeah.
No, because I don't want to stand people in these by-elections. I'm wait for the next election. And besides, I didn't have a good, credible candidate to stand for that seat, and I'm not going to stand just anyone for the sake of standing them. But One Nation has never gone rogue in any parliament. We work well with both the Libs and the Labor, and the balance of power in WA and the Federal Senate, we've acted responsibly. So I think people are actually now looking towards One Nation at the next federal election, and I hope we can carry it forward and increase our numbers.
Senator, thank you.
Thanks very much, Justin.
Senator Pauline Hanson, who is putting her spiel out, and that is fine. That's her job, putting her spiel out for One Nation. I would disagree on one thing, is when she said people will be looking towards One Nation. I think they'll be looking towards a lot more. Yes, they will be looking towards One Nation, but could it be the rise of the independents right across Australia? A few less party stooges and a few more independents.